self-sufficient young people in this society. Big Time Football, which the Big Ten gives you that, Rose Bowl, championships, those type of things are very evident for us. Continue to try and push through. And then constantly trying to give back and be givers and vote giving. I think our players have done a great job of that. So we're going to remain a very disciplined football team. We've got great enthusiasm this year. Hard work is going to be, again, things that we emphasize, and we're going to continue to push through it. We've got a great offense coming back. A lot of our production is back on offense. Defensively, we've had tremendous success defensively these last 3 years in particular. I think we led the Big Ten in 9 categories defensively last year. Nationally, we were up there in a number of them as well. Special teams players are back. Had 2 excellent specialist and great long snapper, and that's where we're at. So I'll take some questions, and then I'm going to go from there.
The floor is now open for questions. Raise your hand. We'll get a microphone to you. We'll start on your stage left. Coach, about 2/3 of the way back.
How are you adjusting to all the new attention?
I think the Big Ten Conference, you've always got attention coming your way, and it's what you do with that and how you handle that. So what we try to talk about really is how to handle success. We've had success. We've gotten to a point where we've done some special things. What's on our agenda next? How do we handle that success? That's going to be really one of the biggest things that we're going to have to do. I think we're a little bit more of the hunted. That's a good place to be, but it's also a curious place to be.
Next question, coach, is stage right under the light.
Two-part question. How did the new fly syndrome nickname take off, unintended? And 2 members of that nickname, Curtis Drummond and Trey Weems, what makes those guys special?
Well, it sort of took off a little bit. Doc Quest and R came in one day and sort of pointed. You know, Doc Quest was on the Dallas with the Bengals. And it just sort of took. He made us some t-shirts himself for our secondary. Curtis Drummond, Trey Wayne. We've got other players back that have a lot of game experience as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how we respond. And again, handling success as we move forward. But our players did some tremendous things last year. I don't know how many places I've been where I don't think I've ever been a place where we've had 3 players on the secondary and first team all the way to the Panthers. And I think the other one was the Ronald Fisher's team. Those guys, they were gifted, they knew what to do, they played fast, they made plays on the ball. Tremendous asset.
Next question is the same side of the room, back and across, back up
front. Sam Linton from the Omaha Bulldog. Mark, you said you're the hunted. Obviously, your goals and your message and this will change, but there could be things to change about how others will see you. How do you change? What kinds of things do you expect to see from other teams? And talk a little bit more about the difference between being a team that has a chip on our shoulder to being a big.
Well, first of all, we termed ourselves a one of the hunted. So I think that's important to recognize, not being hunted. And secondly, we've always been about just taking care of ourselves. You know, we're not looking for any entitlement, anybody to put us up there. We'll get what we earn. Every game will be a challenge. We get our first game. Everything that we do will start fresh and have to earn. And I really don't know how to really respond any different. That's who we are. That's what we've done.
What do you think the perspective is for your vision and strength of schedule, and how important do you think that's going to be going forward?
Thanks, Mark. I'm Jim Conner, SpartanMag.com. The last couple of years, your program has been to Stanford, Georgia, Boise State, TCU. Do you get the sense that you're playing those games that, among other things, carry the banner a little bit for the Big Ten, and will that in case also allow out of Oregon? Is that added pressure, or do you think that that's a marker for the
first of all, there's pressure.
Same side of the room to the back, I'm going to come up here to the front on the left side.
Coach, this is Mike Griffin from MLive.com. You mentioned the intensity of the Michigan rivalry. How do you keep it intentional? 1-5 out of the last six. What keeps you firing for that rivalry?
I continue to do the mission. And I'm doing it.
Next question is down here, front stage left.
Championship last year, now in the same division, about a week or two that came out.
many things, you know, things just come to you. So, you know, I was probably on the same, I found out probably the same time everybody else is going to play tonight. We've raised some decisions that are made. We've had great games.